Russ Dantu is a keynote speaker and master networker of the upcoming Power Up Conference during Small Business Week here in Peace River that's coming in October, and he joins us on the line. Russ, thank you very much for joining us. Comments, please, just a little bit of an icebreaker, if I can, please, on the fact that you're up and being the keynote speaker and on stage with the Power Up Conference during Small Business Week.
Well, thank you very much, Keith. Yeah, I'm absolutely thrilled to be coming back up to Peace River and hopefully seeing some old friends, making some new ones. And, you know, I'm gonna start it off with a bang, that's for sure. We're going to talk all about some key components of customer service. And then you've got some experts coming throughout the day that are going to add their expertise and knowledge in certain areas that will help businesses grow their business and help them sustain it and just become better.
Yeah, that's a good point you bring up here, Russ, is the question I ask of how important it is to have small business thriving, especially in a small setting like the Peace Country.
It's absolutely crucial. You know, it's actually all across Alberta, over 98% of all businesses in Alberta are small businesses. So, yeah, you've got them in your major cities in Alberta, but the smaller communities, it's even more critical because it's easy to say, oh, I'm going to take a trip somewhere here in Alberta, and while we're there, we might as well get this and this and this and this and this. But you're in fact taking money away from businesses you can support locally, and you expect those businesses to support you as well. So you need all the businesses and small communities to support each other, help each other, and just foster growth together. And I see that in a lot of small communities where it works. Then other small communities you go to, it seems like they're struggling. And there's nothing worse than seeing businesses go out of business. You know, everybody starts their business with a dream of helping people, making money, employing people, retiring, knowing they've done some really good things in the world, and then things go south and they're not getting the support they need or the help they need. And despite their best efforts, they end up closing the doors. And I get sad when I see that, even if I've never met the people before, because you know their heart's in the right place when they start the business.
Especially in a times of online shopping that was really prevalent, especially during the days of COVID.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, I joke because my wife's an Amazon shopper. She is. And every time they come to deliver, I go to the door and I yell out to my wife, hey, they've sent six people this time just to thank you for keeping them employed. But in all honesty, yeah, there's so much value to walking into somebody's business, talking with them, getting to know them, and supporting them that way, as opposed to just the big box brands that you don't talk to anybody, you do it online, and yeah, sometimes you can get okay deals, but a lot of times I find when I start shopping and I compare, it's like, no, these retailers in Calgary and other smaller communities have better pricing than what there is online. And, you know, they built it up online to think that you're getting the absolute best price, but that's not always the case. And you don't always get the best customer service either. So when you can deal face-to-face with businesses, especially in small communities, because if they're doing it right, you know, people are going to praise you. If you're doing it wrong, word will get out quickly as well.
The importance of shopping local here, Russ, a lot of people, organizations, campaigns, those have been running, especially over the last few years. How much of a start is the phrase, shop local?
It's absolutely crucial, especially in smaller communities. You know, I've spoken in quite a few of the smaller communities, and it seems to be similar to the Peace River district. You've got between 527 and 550 businesses since the early 2000s. And I did notice 147 new businesses incorporated in 2022, 157 in 2021. But you're maintaining that 527, 525, 550 businesses every year. But as you can see, there is some turnover. Now, like you were just referring to, COVID hit us all very, very hard. So some businesses, even with their best efforts, just couldn't hold on long enough, even with, you know, government support and locals trying to help them out. Everybody was struggling. So
the Power Up Conference is coming up during Small Business Week. As mentioned, you're a big part of said conference. What are some of the presentations and what are some of the key aspects that hopefully, well, will be covered and possibly be learned regarding Small Business Week in the conference?
Well, thank you for asking. I mean, you've got an excellent lineup. I was just going over it again. And first off, I'd like to thank Nicole Simard with ATB Business and Sherry Crawford with Community Futures Peace County for bringing me in. I was looking at the lineup, and it's absolutely fabulous. And, you know, for the price they're charging, I see it's like $75. I would say it's essential to be there. You've got Keith Lane and Lynn Florence, they're going to be talking all about development of businesses and sustainment in the Smoky River region. Darren Frederick is your collaboration consultant from the Cold Lake First Nations. He talks about all the power of the Indigenous groups and working together and creating results. Jennifer Ireson, she's an HR specialist. You know, she talks about resume writing, interview preparation, diversity and inclusion, which is absolutely huge these days. It's been the buzzword for a couple of years now. So, and I think people are getting on board with that, but there's still a lot of work to be done. So couple that, and then I'll also be doing my customer service presentation. I'll be talking about several things. A couple of things that I think are key with customer service. First off, your employees are your gold. You've got to treat them well, find out how to keep them happy. It's not like the old days where you say, well, I pay them to work here, that should be enough. No, it's, you know, people move around a lot these days, especially millennials. They say millennials will change jobs 7 to 8 times in their career, which is a lot longer than when I was getting into the workforce many years ago. So creating a positive culture is one of the things I'll be talking about. Is another thing I'll be talking about, I should say, and how important it is to have happy employees, doing different things with your employees. We'll talk about different personalities so that when you're dealing with difficult customers or different difficult situations, you'll be able to know how to react to that type of personality so that you come across effective, friendly, and talk to them the way they want to be talked to. So just some key things there. And I don't want to share everything I'm doing, but just a little teaser on some of the things I'll be sharing that morning. And then there's lots of networking happening. I mean, what a great event to bring all the businesses in Peace River and all the surrounding communities together in sort of like a relaxed setting where you're going to be able to meet with people away from their work and have some decent conversations and maybe stir up some business as well.
Sounds like you're ready for this. Are you ready for this?
I am. I'm telling you, I am so thrilled and excited to be coming back up north. I did a tour in northern Alberta back in 2016, and it started off in Peace River, and where else did I go? Fuller and Manning and Grimshaw. And I just had an amazing time, just even driving from each place and seeing how beautiful the country is up there and how friendly the people are. So, yes, I'm prepared. I'm going to bring my A game and be there all day listening to all the other speakers so that I can learn myself as well. And
I'm sure everybody is looking forward to it. And, it's going to be a fantastic time during Small Business Week. Russ Dantu is the keynote speaker and master networker of the Power Up Conference that is coming to Peace River during Small Business Week in October. Russ, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Keith, thank you, sir. Really enjoyed speaking with you.